Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
As heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle, hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. How come it's not showing me the thing when I leave the window? It used to show me, like, us on the sidelines, but now it doesn't, so now I can't see what we're doing. Anyway, distraction. he's the author of Eras of Architecture Across Eastern Washington, but he decided not to show up. No Skin Squatch, no Montana Mountain King, no one getting finger blasted, no Brandon from the internet, no Honey Lung, but he's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's just a meat vessel for human gratification, and we call his wiener a rescue animal. He's not wearing anything under those sweatpants. Some might call him a four, but we call him a 100 loco. He's the Mandarin Floridian. It's Siege. Hi.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Hi. Hi there. And helping us behind the scenes and then schooling us at the end, we have producer Sean Will Bang Anything, not Gervin. None of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain. Not anything, but I mean,
most things.
Sean, not Gervin. How's that? Is that better?
Is that like a little I, capital F, like by Apple?
It's like a 2009 Steve Jobs product. Yeah. It's like that. Exactly. None of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong or potentially what we even get right. I know it's hard to imagine that happening, but occasionally it can happen. I think our takes on doomsday AI is usually pretty spot on. I think we give the AI more credit than we should.
All hail our robot overlords.
Yeah. So anyway, how you doing, Siege? You okay?
Yeah, actually I am. I've got...
That seems like a big no, but I'm just going to say yes.
Let's just say it was a good weekend. Shot over to the west coast of Florida. Spent some time in the Florida Aquarium. Not actually swimming, but I wanted to be.
Look at me. I'm a manatee. Right.
Look at me. I'm a giant naked shark.
Mama, what's that giant naked man doing in the tank?
Oh, he's a shark, baby. Don't
Look
worry.
Look at my claspers. Nah.
Also, Siege, the host of another or co-host of another podcast, The Florida Man Murders, with a new episode out now where he makes a reference to something that only Florida people would know, or maybe people smarter than me, something true, something or other. I saw a clip and I was like, oh yeah, give him props for his
not
other show.
Not only is it like, not only will not Florida people get it, it's only like centrally Miami, like very local Miami. It's called La Casa de los Trucos, which is in the middle of Little Havana. And it basically means the house of costumes. And it's just this little tiny costume shop right on Calle Ocho.
Compramos las muñecas. You can buy the dolls there.
Oh, right? Yes.
I can't believe I pulled Spanish out of my mouth.
Out of your throat. Yeah. It's very good.
So a couple of things, a couple little businessy things here. So you're good. You said you good week, good podcast.
Yeah, it's good week, good podcast, good weekend. Had a lot of fun. Good stuff.
How have the Floridas started the Stanley Cup yet?
The Florida Panthers are actually starting it probably by the time this podcast is released. It should be Wednesday night, the opener against the Edmonton Oilers, a rematch of last year.
I'm really torn, okay, because my friend's hot wife, Edmonton Oilers fan.
How?
My dear friend Siege, she's from
Edmonton. All the way up there?
Somewhere near there, I assume. So someone told me, well, what do you expect? She's Canadian. And I was like, I don't think anyone likes Edmonton unless you're from
it's the
Edmonton.
Texas
so
of
I
Canada.
Assume that that's where she's from. It's like the bad parts of Texas of Canada, right? Yeah. It's not like Austin.
It's not cool downtown. Texas.
It's not NASA Houston. It's just, it's like, anyway, oil field Canada, right? Anyway, but she's much hotter to me than you are. Sorry, I don't mean to be rude, but I'll show you and then you'll be like,
I get it automatically already, but.
Again, she's married to my friend, and I'm not trying to make any moves here, but I'm just like, it's way easier to root for you.
Because you.
So I messaged her.
You already know I'll take my shirt off whether we win or lose, so.
It's a guarantee. You have it here. You heard it here first, folks. I didn't check the Spotify or the messages anywhere to see if we.
I haven't checked the Spotify yet, but I did get one on Instagram from our good friend Amanda in West Palm Beach. And she says that every time Nerd Talk plays the music for the Guinness segment, all I can do is picture you dressed in a knight suit of armor, dressed like a knight. God dang it, I can't read today.
Yeah.
She can picture me dressed like a knight in a suit of armor, skipping through the forest, playing the flute, kind of like Shrek. So,
I mean, that's hard to do. That armor is not light for skipping. I mean, quite impressive.
I'm a good skipper. I have been known to bust out a good skip.
Yeah, I bet you that Edmonton chick would do it better.
I bet she would. Even in a hockey sweater.
Well, that's nice, Amanda. Imagining Siege in armor whistling. That's sweet of you. I don't like the Shrek part necessarily, but I think Siege added that part.
I wish.
Siege, you're sort of dressed like I have a kid who's newly into Minecraft, and you're sort of dressed like one of the Minecraft
characters. Because I'm wearing green plaid flannel.
Yeah, you look like a creeper.
Oh, yes, I am a creeper. Thank you very much.
Which works just perfectly. But if you get too close to you, you explode. I think it all checks out, actually.
Honestly, accurate.
I end up playing a ton of Minecraft because of it, right? And I missed out. I feel like this game was amazing. And everyone says it's for kids or whatever. But it's like I spent all this time like learning how to do like circuit programming and stuff to like make cool contraptions and stuff. So my kid wants to like make TNT go blow up and see how big of a hole he can create in the ground. Awesome. Like I'm not mad at him for that at all. And then he's like, I'm going to make 91 cats appear and then I'm going to blow them all up. And I'm like, all right, psycho, settle down.
But see, that's the thing is at least the kids nowadays are doing it on the computer. Whereas we were actually out in the yard digging holes and blowing up things.
Yeah. Not blowing up cats, but blowing stuff up. Holes. Yes. One of my best accomplishments of engineering was when we found a real narrow, like probably half inch, whatever the size of a Lego man head is, like a piece of PVC that was just bigger than that. And then we filled it full of stuffing and then we put a black cat in there and then we put a Lego man head in there and then we lit it and it would shoot a Lego man head, 200 yards or whatever. It was so fun chasing after that on our bikes to try and find it in the middle of the desert. And like, it could take us an hour to find it sometimes, but we'd always find it.
That's
would be quite the celebration.
That is such a a child of the 1980s like thing to do is like chasing Lego Man heads through the desert for hours at a time on a bicycle.
Yeah, exactly. Like with no idea of how you were going to.
Yeah. I wonder what your accuracy was that. You ever try and hit targets?
Oh, no, because we didn't realize what the power was. Yeah, I'm sure at some point we did with other things like a BB gun or something like that, but not with like shooting Lego Man heads. You know, we were within probably, I don't know, probably like that's far, but probably like 10 yards each time of like 100 yards or something like that, you know? Yeah, like it was pretty consistent. I think they, despite being made in Mexico or whatever, I'm sure those black cats are like actually pretty consistently produced or whatever. Brandon texted us to say that he's not here and it sucks because the lady that served me breakfast this morning, I believe we call those a wench, was wearing Nerd Talk, according to our, you know, Guinness Time lore, was wearing Nerd Talk Plus merch. And then he says, by a Guinness Talk. By Nerd Talk Plus merch, I mean a Guinness sweatshirt. Gravy already waiting for Guinness time to start so he can open his Guinness for the day. Yeah. What was the thing we were saying that before Brandon texted us? Oh, Lego Man head shooting. Yeah. Being kids in the 80s was like a whole other thing. It was like getting – and like I don't know. My parents, I guess, just probably didn't – it's probably why I'm in therapy. Probably just didn't care. They're like, yeah, don't die. Well,
and if you that was like, basically all of us. We were all probably latchkey kids.
I'm listening to I have this philosopher. He's long dead philosopher that I really enjoy listening to. He's like a theosophical philosopher about talking about the different theologies
dead
of the world.
A long time, it's or he was long and dead.
He's been dead for a number of years, like 50.
Gotcha. Sorry, just looking for the hyphen.
52 years, and he and his. What his son still like, it was back in like the late 50s. He was doing a radio show in LA or something like that. And then he got like listeners to like the original GoFundMe. They got together to buy him like a old school reel to reel tape recorder. And so he was giving these lectures all the time. And so he brought it and he like recorded all these things. And then there's all these recordings that they put out. And I found it so interesting. The son is like, in the 70s, we put out 2,000 records of, like, talks that my dad gave. Then in the 80s, the U.S. just didn't care about philosophy. But then the night, and I was like, I've never felt more seen than I do right now when it was, like, caring about thinking? Nah, we're not doing that in my formative years. I'm like, yeah, that does sound like why everything is awful right now is because there's a whole generation of leadership now that was raised on, no, don't think about it, just do it. Yeah. And so hopefully we'll get back to it or something. Mm. I don't know. But that really stuck with me that, like, yeah, I was just riding my bike and it was like, be home on time for dinner, don't get in trouble. Those were, like, the parameters that I had. Don't cross
that street. If I heard my name called after the streetlights went on, oh, man, I was in for an ass whooping.
Yeah, like, and my parents weren't, you know, abusive animals like it sounds like yours were, but no, but my father was so mean that it was like I just was terrified to be. It really is the subject of my therapy where I was just like scared to be in existence. That whole thing, despite having no supervision, really strange and no connection to my family, pretty cool. Anyway, they're dead now, and well, you can see how things are going for me.
Still have a great connection.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. So. This goes back a few episodes, and by a few episodes, I mean February. Great friend of the podcast, Ramona, sent me a message, and it talking about something that we had brought up some months ago. I don't know if you're monitoring messages here. I'm not. But I am participating in the boycott of Instagram, blah, 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 like gravy. Okay. I just got the podcast. You guys are talking about Tonga being one of the fattest places. She says, I stayed in Tonga for 6 weeks.
Nice.
So I got to know the locals pretty well. I agree. 6 weeks is if you're in one small place long enough, that's like that's a long time to like make some relationships. The culture values fatness as a sign of the wealth. The king at that time was one of the fattest people I've ever seen in person. The normal people were definitely heavier than a lot of other island countries we visited, but I'm surprised the entire country is considered fat. Not by American standards. Mm. She says, you've met me, gives a description of herself and labels herself as, quote, overweight. I had gotten to know a few of the village women paying for weaving lessons to supplement their meager incomes. For the last couple of weeks, a Yachty friend went with me. She was a small, thin Kiwi. Just to set the stage, one day as we sat on the floor of the barn weaving pandanus baskets, Mele, the Tongan woman, who spoke English most fluently, turned to pat my knee and said, "Ramona is so fat." My friend was appalled. "Oh, no, she isn't." "Oh, yes, she is." She was complimenting my obvious wealth after figuring out which boat I lived on. There were a lot of cultural things we didn't understand. I have lots more stories about these. Love to hear them, Ramona. That's awesome. Important thing to remember, beauty standards vary, like so many other things, from island to island and culture to culture. We also visited American Samoa. As I recall, the people there were all fat and probably unhealthy, eating all the junk the Americans fill their stores shelves with. The worst of which is spam. First of all,
excuse me.
How dare you, Ramona? Yeah, yeah, you back up on the spam comments, all right? I'm willing to hear you out to a point, but now you've gone too far.
Now you've gone too far.
I think that's a really nice message. I'm sorry that it literally took me since just after the inauguration sending this to me for me to actually consume it and participate. But yeah, I guess when we say if we get something right or get something wrong, this is sort of within that wheelhouse. So yeah, that was from Blue Sky at Hey Gregor. I don't know how they write Blue Sky handles, but that's the, if you want to find me on there, I guess. I've been really staying off of the internet and not participating as much as normal. It's a weird thing though, because this week is the first week where I felt like a normal human being kind of again. Did I tell you guys about how my drugs that I was taking, I thought that's the reason I wanted to kill myself for so long.
Cool.
Yeah, right? I was like taking these meds and then I got sick, and so I stopped because I was taking other over-the-counter medicines and I didn't want to double up because I'm, weak or something. And then after a week of not taking them, I was like, God, I feel great. And then I was like, I took my meds, my meth, and I was driving to pick up my kid, and I was like, fuck, I hope I die on the way there. That'd be great. And I was like, bro, that's not how things are supposed
to
go.
Like, as soon as you got back on your meds?
Yeah, like the next day two of being on the meds, I was like, oh, this is definitely a problem. And so I messaged my therapist. Don't worry, she didn't respond. So,
oh, my God.
Thanks. Thanks, you turd. If you're listening to this.
Yeah, see you in hell.
Yeah, exactly. You've got a one-way ticket right now. Another thing, I went to the three Sounders matches in 9 days, which is unheard of.
I was
going to
say, man,
like,
I haven't seen you in a minute at the Sounders matches, but then all of a sudden you're like going in bulk. Are you just getting prepared?
Well, there was Copa del Vetter, which is the San Diego was in town, so I had to go to Vetter Cup. No, I don't know. I guess I feel better and wanted to be social and not to stay at home and ignore everybody. And also, no, actually, that's not even the real reason. The real reason is that the Sounders put matches on at times that Olds can go. And so, like, it was like a 12:30 game and then a 5:30 Wednesday. And I was like, this is great. I'll be home by 9. I can go to bed on time. I didn't. Don't worry. I, like, went to bed at midnight still. But and then Sunday at 3:30. And I was like, what a great run of matches to have. I can, like, go to all three of them. That's great. On Wednesday, I was walking up the stairs, and this is with as much humility as possible. I was walking up the stairs, and I caught someone pointing at me and being like, I think that's Gregor, from, like, across the way. I can, like, tell that, and I, like, caught them.
All the way across the stadium.
No, I was, like, 10 seats away at ECS or something like that, and, like, I just waved and kept going or whatever. Just, like, I tried to play it cool and just, like, acknowledge them and, like, give them a wink and keep going or whatever. It makes me feel awesome, because the dumb thing that I do, connecting with anybody and making them happy enough to be excited to see me, is that's so cool, and, like, I have so much appreciation for that. I don't think much of it. The next day I go to Trader Joe's and I go to check out, and this lady, I think her name was Allison, if I'm not mistaken, she's like, hey, Gregor. And I was like, hey. She's like, that's pretty weird seeing each other 2 days in a row. And I was like, what? She was like, at the Sounders match last night. I was like, oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, okay, great. And so she's like, hey, I'll open up a register for you to check out. I was like, well, that's a perk. Okay, look cool. So that. I didn't have to wait in line at Trader Joe's. And she rings me up and she's like, yeah, I love your show. And I got to be honest, I haven't had a chance yet to listen to your podcast. And I was like, whoa. Bullet dodged. And she was like, what does that mean? And I was like, it is, well, let's just say that first, if you're coming there for Nerd Talk, you're, despite the name and the promotion, it is, it is inappropriate.
No.
And she was like, well, I mean,
how dare you?
You're kind of inappropriate. And I was like, yeah. And she was like, no, I'm going to listen. And I was like,
welcome, Allison. Like welcome to the party. Welcome to the Thunderdome.
Just like some nice, normal person. And then we talk about a bucket full of whale semen for 6 straight months, if not longer. Like,
yeah, go back. Start last year.
Yeah, start there. By the way, we tell everyone, if you're joining us, start in season 3 in the 300s there and find the,
I don't know, there's orca butter.
And then bucket of something.
I think gravy's on there.
We'll get back to here in a second.
It's the sperm whale episode. The sperm whale.
Sperm whale.
Sperm whale.
Yeah, episode. Something okay, around
yeah,
there.
It should be that obvious, obviously. Yeah. Anyway, that was really, made me feel really good until the part where I remembered that people listen to this. And then I was like, oh no.
This isn't just our weekly conversation we record for ourselves.
This is terrible news. To be fair, every week when I'm producing it, I also think that exact same thing. Case in point, Space Baby was homesick last week. And so I had to work from home a bunch, and he would come over in the morning and play Minecraft and watch Minecraft YouTube and then play more Minecraft. But at some point I was like, dude, I've got to work still. And he's like, well, will you come down and sit next to me on the couch while you do it? He's like, you know, he's a cute little lonely kid or whatever. I'm like, okay, cool. So I come downstairs and I'm editing the podcast. And I just took a note. He's not really paying attention, but I wonder how much of this just kind of imprints in the background or whatever. I had to like stop a couple times and I finally got my
I was gonna say you wouldn't even like have your headphones on, like at least just one ear at least.
No, I mean that's the appropriate thing to do, but it was when I was like, this is kind of questionable, but okay. He hears me say silly, stupid things all the time. But then we got to the editing the chess. I got to the point where I was editing the chess piece butt plug.
Yes. Part.
And he was sitting next to me, and I was like, all right, this is the limit. I think he gets back to his mom's house, and he's like, yeah, Dad was editing a podcast about butt plugs.
Like, yes, okay, the old horsey-shaped butt plug.
You gotta learn at some point. I believe we called it the reverse centaur. Yes.
I forgot about that. Yeah. I don't listen to our show.
Anyway, that's everything I got. Thanks for joining us. Oh, it's the, I don't understand this reference now. You might think he's a 4, but he's actually a 2 loco. I don't know what
a 2 loco. I thought that was Brandon because he was small.
Oh, okay. I like that. I don't think. Yeah. Anyway, let's do it. Let's do a quick break now that we're 21 minutes in, and we'll be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back. Unrelated.
Unrelated. Yeah.
I'm going to stop the unrelated joke because I'm tired of it, but I also think it's very funny, and it's very funny, but I'm tired of, I think it's low hanging for me now to keep saying it, but also.
Let Brandon do it.
Perhaps we have a Nerd Talk story or two, I guess. I know that I. Yeah, that's the big debate coming into the episode is, can anyone else do This Week in Blimp? And I said, yeah, but also no.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it's, we could if we had time to prepare. If Brandon hadn't texted us at 7:21 for a 7:30 recording to be like, ah, I'm out. Cool. Because he probably actually has looked at Airship and Airships on Reddit.
I actually sent him some secret Airship stuff earlier in the week. It was in the local paper, though.
Well, okay. Now I suddenly feel like you are qualified to talk about it.
I mean, I'm not as qualified as our regular dirigible expert, Brandon B.
Let me try this again. Welcome back. It's time for This Week in Blimp. Starring Siege.
Siege B. Brandon. So as I was perusing the local paper, which
not even r/airships.
Yeah, no. I usually leave those for, our resident expert, but I noticed that
our littlest boy who likes the biggest airship.
Yes. that's going in the new intro. So
let me add it right now before I forget. Go ahead.
So Goodyear is celebrating the 100th anniversary of the inaugural flight of its first blimp named Pilgrim.
Oh,
yeah.
John Wayne comes to my mind for some reason.
Pilgrim. Yeah, that's how you had to say it. It wasn't actually Pilgrim. It was Pilgrim.
Yeah, I like that.
So on June 3rd, 1925, marks the 100th anniversary of the inaugural flight of the first Goodyear-branded blimp, the Pilgrim. It is really neat to see all the history that and know that airships are still alive and flying, says Jerry Hissom, the chief pilot.
Unless you're Gravy, who is rolling his eyes at the inefficiency of blimp.
Listen, blimp and or blimps will always be outfunning trucks and planes.
Okay. No, I agree. I mean, they're hilarious, especially if you imagine them bonking into things slowly. Like that's very funny to me.
Oh my God. They still have pieces of it. They have three blimps right now and they're going to fly them all over Akron, the chief plant for the 100th anniversary. And it's a rarity to see all three together. And they were all excited. The end.
Please, please, God, somebody tell me they got enough money together to get the Black Keys to play. Just let it be Akron's finest. LeBron James is there, and the Black Keys are playing, and it's perfect.
And three Goodyear blimps.
Dude, three lines of blimp.
Damn it. Oh, I don't have four three, Elliot. Blimp. 2, 4, and 7.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, Yeah, okay.
So, yeah.
So, 100 years. We're recording this on June 2nd. So, tomorrow for actual Nerd Talk on the radio. If I remember, how am I going to remember this? I'm the worst.
I'll send you a note.
That'd be nice.
So, that's been This Week in Blimp.
Love that for you. I think it's hilarious that the most accessible, most pertinent information about blimps that we've ever shared, that anyone could be like, oh yeah, I can relate to a, you know, 100 year milestone on a thing that I can imagine, is the one where Brandon's not here.
Right?
Got all these concept airships and stuff. We're talking deep Final Fantasy lore. And he's just like, hey, you know that thing over the football games? It's been 100 years of that. They're going to fly them again. Okay.
All right.
It's like actual blimp news.
Yeah, we have drone war, anti-drone warfare.
Bro, Sean, unmute. I need to talk to you about war stuff.
Ooh.
I'm here.
Sean Gravy Griffin, our resident former military person who has
a resident war stuff expert.
As long as it's not, we're not allowed to talk airships with him because Brandon will be very upset. But Sean, I saw a video this week where Ukraine snuck a bunch of drones into Russia, and then they somehow used those drones to help blow up 40 Russian bombers on an airfield.
Nice.
How did those drones do that? Were they for targeting? Were they explosive themselves? How did that
work? They have explosives on them themselves. They're basically like flying grenades, essentially. And they shipped them in shipping containers, told the truck drivers, the destination you're taking it to, they're not open yet, so just drop them here and they'll pick them up later. And so they dropped these containers there. These things automatically opened. And they went up.
With a false roof or something, right? In the container?
There was, flap thing that opens up, and they just come out like bees. And
dogs that shoot bees out of their mouths?
Basically that. Sorry. And they they flew over to a strategic bomb wing and took out about 30% of the Russian air fleet of strategic bombers. Which, if we did that during the Cold War, would have been nuclear war. Like, that's a first strike event, taking out...
I want a swarm of bees.
Yeah, it's I can...
I've got bee news, luckily, from the aviary.
I will echo some actual military experts and say this is one of the most successful special operations events in history. This is like a Pearl Harbor level event.
If you haven't seen the video of it, it's unbelievable because all of a sudden these little black, like, drones come zipping through the air and just smashing into... I mean, it looks like rockets are being fired at the things. That's why I thought they might be for targeting, like, painting lasers.
No, these things are actually, little mini kamikazes. It is...
Oh!
No, the only drone video I've seen lately is that giant... is the 3,500 drones that put together the giant Godzilla in...
I mean, equally cool, don't get me wrong. Siege, look it up. It took me, I watched it and I misunderstood the caption that someone put, and I thought it was like Russia punishing Ukraine, and I was like, well, I don't want to, what is this? And then I watched it again and I was like, I still don't understand what's going on. And then I watched it a third time and was like, oh, cool. And then I watched it seven times after that to watch all those, you know, bombers.
It's amazing because it's so far behind enemy lines. They didn't really have any, anti-air capabilities there. You don't really do that when you're, 60 miles inside your own country. And anything that was, they got under it. And they just, all they had to do is fly a very short distance and just nail these things. And everybody who was involved on the Ukraine side got out. Like, I mean, it's massively successful. It is insanely a huge thing. And you got to think this, it wasn't an indiscriminate attack. There was not a bunch of civilian death. They weren't just throwing a bunch of random bunker busters at population centers.
It's like true guerrilla warfare of the 21st century.
Strategic, actual guerrillas.
Yeah, it is a precision strategic strike and absolutely incredible they pulled it off.
I mean, it's seeing these bombers explode is just incredible. The whole thing is bomber blowing, really. But it was, the part where Russia invaded Crimea and took it illegally is probably considered the first strike, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, and then so this is ongoing retaliation for all the deaths that have been going back and forth. Anyway, If you haven't seen the video, like Siege, you have to get onto TikTok.
I'm looking at it right now, and this is absolutely insane.
It's just watching one. What kind of bombers
are those? Those are like Tupolev TUs, big old bears. They're basically copies.
They're big planes.
Yeah, they were copies of our B-29s and later copies of our B-52s that they had gotten the plans for, you know, from espionage.
They looked like that.
So those are strategic bombers. Those are what they fly up to launch nuclear missiles and drop nuclear bombs on countries. They're also their major bomb wing for this indiscriminate carpet bombing of other countries. And, you know, to annihilate 30% of an air force in one strike that you used probably, you know, $1 million, $2 million of the resources to take out $30 billion worth of, you know, infrastructure from strategic warfare is insane. It's insanely successful without a single loss of your own life.
Now, I got to point out, think how much more successful this would have been with Blitz.
God damn it, you beat me to it.
They would have seen it coming from hundreds of miles away.
Well, they would have been like, there's no way.
Nah, just blimps. They'd have come out for a parade.
Oh, is there a football match breaking out?
They wouldn't have believed it because in Russia there hasn't been a good year in over 300 years.
Joke of the pod.
Oh, my God.
Sean Gravy Gervin to the house. Let's go. He gets a new golf pick six on that one. That was great. All right. Well, there we go. Okay. I don't know how I even got to that, but that was cool. Just a sweet tangent that I went on. Oh, I'm looking at the wrong thing. I'm looking at the template. That's the problem with one. episode 425, man. Shout outs to Northern Puget Sound for the 425s that are here. When is that new? What is that new
area? Somebody already started getting them. One of my friends sent me a message from like a, what is it, 645?
Yeah, because it's all across that middle row. That's how I think of things because of the brain disorder.
You have a brain worm?
No.
You're qualified for office.
No. Well, I don't think I'd want it. Unless it comes with like the millions of dollars of grifted money that you get. Billions is the word.
And a plane, apparently.
Yeah. Can I just talk about something personal real quick? I think this is pretty wild.
Yeah.
Hopefully this doesn't get me in trouble. Speaking of billions, we have a mutual friend called Dan Soder. He's a famous stand-up comedian, and he's announced a small theater tour for the U.S. Yes. in the fall. It's coming to Seattle and Portland, and it's the Moore Theater. Sean, did you go with me when we saw Ari Shaffir and Dan opened for him?
I didn't go that first time. I was gonna go and I got kiboshed on that one.
Right, got it. Anyway, I saw Dan open up for Ari Shaffir on this small stage, and then all of a sudden, boom, Dan is now going to, not small stage, big stage rather, now he's going to be doing it. That's great. But he also has a show where I met Dan in Tucson, Arizona, and I was like, that'd be fun. I could go see my friends that I haven't seen in years there. We could go see a show. That might be a good idea. And out of nowhere, my ex-girlfriend from Tucson shoots me a message, and she's like, you go into this? And I was like, we gonna bang?
I am now.
Because pretty sure I'm definitely going.
Definitely coming.
And coming. Oh! I had what?
We're going to continue to come and continue to come.
That's what it was. Thank you. Someone said that in a context that I was not allowed to laugh in the other day. Oh, it was my friend was like very sad about her boyfriend or something like that. And she was like, if I'm going to continue to come to your house or at your house, she said it in a way that I was like, okay. I mean, sounds like a good problem to me, but okay. I took a note of something. We'll get an eye roll for this, I'm sure, but I recently have completed listening to the 300 hours of the Stormlight archive that is available, right?
Oh my God.
And during that, they talk a lot about, they say exterior, like from the outside, it looked as if things were okay, but when he was forced to look inward, it was a mess.
Are we talking about ourselves?
Right. I mean, it felt like it or whatever. And the way that the voice actor says the word inward, it definitely sounds like they're saying N-word.
Yeah.
And now I can't hear the word N-word without hearing N-word.
N-word.
All the time. And I'm like, you Just say it. Like, excuse me? Like, oh, you're talking about stuff on the inside.
Oh. Not,
like, my therapist. You weren't talking about the N word. Okay. Also, I went back to listening to some comedians with podcasts on the East Coast that are like Dan Soder adjacent. And let me tell you, they say some stuff that I worry about what we say on here. And then I'm like, oh, never mind. They're what we're saying is we're giggling like children.
I'm always trying
what they're
to tell
saying
you
is a hate crime.
Yeah. I'm always like, for the stuff that you're worried about, I'm like, Greg, sweet, innocent baby boy, Greg.
I just want to stay that way, though. I don't want to. There's a comic that I won't listen to because he says intentionally just says slurs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
To get a reaction
That's
out of people.
Stupid.
And I'm like, you're getting a reaction out of me, and it's I'm not supporting you. And so you're and fine if he's I mean, I'm sure he doesn't care if I support him or not, but I have some audience that I could be cool about supporting him or whatever. But yeah. One more Dan Soder reference. I was on Reddit the other day, as we all are, and it was
not me, unless you send me links.
Ask Reddit. It was Ask Reddit, and it was question was like, when did you meet a celebrity and how did they behave or something like that? You know, some generic thing that gets asked all the time. And I found myself I got to a BuzzFeed article.
Oh wow, what is this? 2015?
I've been on BuzzFeed like probably 5 times in the last week. It's been really weird. But you know what? I find that for the radio station, when I'm trying to figure out what to talk about on the radio, I can go onto Reddit and find like niche stuff.
Oh, of course.
And that's like for nerd talk a little bit. But if I go to Facebook, it is the bread and butter of like my demographic.
Ugh.
And so Facebook, I mean, even if you scroll and stop on for something to for too long, it's like, let's show him about 5,000 of those to see if he likes that or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, I click on one BuzzFeed and then it's like, bah, big BuzzFeed fan over here. And then like the one was satisfying enough. And so now I've clicked 4 or 5 times and it sucks, but it's like, okay, so you met a celebrity. What were they like? And it referenced a Reddit something or other. And it was like, I used to work at a comedy club as a waitress in New York. And here are all the people that are terrible. Also, Dan Soder, what a sweet guy. Used to work in the industry and said like a million nice things about him and then went back on to say how everyone else was garbage or whatever. Stavros Halkias, good dude or whatever. But like all the pretentious people are pretentious and jerks or whatever.
Yeah.
And so it made me feel really good that here's my friend that was like just the guy on the radio next to me, like is like now on a BuzzFeed listicle about being a good dude or
That's
whatever.
Awesome.
If you see stuff about your friends or people that you know and you see something positive like that, shoot them a message. It's just like, hey, I just saw this thing about you. What? How cool. Because I think I made Dan's day. And then we got talking about some other comedians and I was like, no. Joe List is 100 times cooler than that guy. And he was like, you know who would want to hear that the most? Joe List. And I was like, well, then text him, Dan. Do what I did for you and text him that you just heard someone say that. And so hopefully he actually went through with that, but probably not because he's a former stoner too. So
nice.
That's fine. Or current stoner,
current, I believe.
Yeah. Former smoker, current stoner. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. So anyway, using the word N word is,
wait, what?
People who annoy you.
Me.
Guys, video games could be the reason we have what feels like unlimited power.
Mm.
And not like power like the Emperor shooting lightning at Mace Windu or whomever.
Unlimited resources.
Currently, we're dumping gazillions of bucks into the new type of reactor. I think we've talked about it a little bit here.
Yeah.
There's the Spider-Man 2, as I would always refer to it, if anyone's old enough to have remembered that.
The mini fusion.
It's a fusion reactor. Fission is the one where we split the atom and it creates the atom bomb. With fusion, we're trying to run stuff into each other. You take two particles, you smash them into each other. The energy that's released, you use to power whatever. It's exactly what the sun does, we think.
Yes.
Right? And also, you can make new materials, like not new, but you can, I don't know how you say it. The elements that are produced there, like gold, the only place you can get it is from inside a star.
You should know on Minecraft. You're making new elements all the time, aren't you?
Well, I mean, when we're in the nether digging for gold to keep the piglins away from us, then, like, yeah, you got to have the iron pickaxe to be able to do
that.
How
about obsidian? Does that work?
Obsidian is how you make portals to the Nether with obsidian, so it's pretty important, but you gotta have some lava and some water, and when you combine them, if you're lucky, you get an obsidian block, but you have to have a diamond pickaxe in order to get
that's
that.
Right, I forgot.
Don't worry, my child, unwilling to get any of these things or do any of the work to get any of it, but also this as sweet as could be if I do the work for him, he's always like, oh, thanks! And he's like so happy, and then he like, runs around jumping and playing, and I'm like, oh, you're the best, you little sweet guy. And so I'm grinding away, digging tunnels underground to find diamonds for him so he can have a new pickaxe. He does not know. And then I'm like, he's like, oh, I want to help. And then after like literally 30 seconds, he's like, this sucks. I'm out of here, loser. Anyway, what they found, though, is that over the last 20 years of video games, trying to make particle effects in the games to make the worlds seem more realistic. Ooh. What they found is the same type of modeling that goes into that helps them predict where the particles within a fusion reactor are flying around and where they might hit. It gives us like a, you know, it's like a 20% better understanding and cuts down on the time it's going to take us to, I made that number up, but the time it's going to take us to actually be able to figure it out, because we've already got this baseline principle and the computing in place to understand how the particles are flying around in a fusion reactor to try and predict where they'll hit so we can collect the energy from them, thus costing us less energy for containment to have to contain more stuff wildly guessing, which I think is...
That's crazy insane. Awesome.
Yeah, exactly. The nerds that were like, I'll show my mom, playing Sonic the Hedgehog in 1991, I'm going to be a video game designer. And now they're like, well, I think we just solved the world's energy problems. That's pretty cool.
On Axis, we can play more games.
Now, I love where fusion reactors go in popular science fiction, which is like if you read The Three-Body Problem, they solve the fusion reactor problem. But because the work that they do, the reactors, is so intense because of the same thing that's happening in a star, they can't have them on the planet. They have to have them in space. And every time one lights up, it's like a new star goes on in the sky, only super close and extra bright. And so it'll be interesting to see if that's a realistic problem that they're hypothesizing or not. Also, that series of books, which some people really do not appreciate, but I absolutely love the second one so much, written by a Chinese science fiction author. And I don't know how they navigate that, because he speaks a lot about like the 1960s Communist Party and the problems and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know you were allowed to talk about that in China.
Well, yeah, you can talk about any of that stuff now. I mean, all of that stuff is long since gone, that it's more free to talk about that stuff. So talking about the past stuff is fine. They're just it's just like stuff going on today. It's just chill.
So like, okay,
it's not Rage Against the Machine.
Oh man, that third grader wearing a Rage Against the Machine, second grader rather, sorry, wearing a Rage Against the
That's
Machine.
Still my
shirt.
Favorite picture you've ever sent me.
I saw his dad today, and he was like, "Hey, bro." It's like, all right. All right, guy. The guy reminds me of Paul Rudd from Forgetting Sarah Marshall, where he's like,
they call me Kunu. Oh yeah, what's that mean?
Like, what's that mean? He's like, I don't know, I just made it up.
Yeah, you're that guy from Kaiser Permanente.
Is weather. Anyway, yeah. So anyway, they're thinking that video games are doing us some good, I guess. Now, luckily, we're going to replace all video game designers with AI soon, so we're not going to have to worry about
it. Yeah, so all our video games problems. Will definitely suck.
Yeah, dude. The next thing I have is bummer AI news. I'm just trying to figure out how we could not go straight to that, but I've already said it. So this really bummed me out. This is a situation where the industries are flailing and dying, but some of the major music labels I'm not going to name anybody in this because I work too closely with it and I don't want anyone to have hurt feelings, but some of the major music labels are in talks with a couple AI platforms, because of course it could get worse, with the idea that they'd work together so that the AI can use major label music to power their learning models.
Oh,
this is like if you can't beat them, join them type situation where like no one knows how to make music on it. They're just dying in court, just with lawsuits constantly. And rather than doing that, in exchange for a piece of the business, they're going to let them have access to the publishing that they own.
That's insane.
Which I think is just so sad.
How do artists sign off on something like that? Or is it completely out of their hands at this point?
I imagine that in the publishing deals, it's like you're going to go artist against major label. And so who has more money and litigation power? Like who can actually win that battle in court? And so like, I'm sure any new, why anyone would sign a record deal at this point is beyond me. But I'm sure that at some point here, like they're going to be like, well, we own whoever owns the publishing is going to be like, tough, dude, we own it. We can do whatever we want with it. And that's too bad for you. Which is just a huge super bummer. And it's like one of the things that I read the article at techcrunch.com. It would allow aspiring music artists, key choice of words here, aspiring music artists to receive an audio recording via prompts that describe sounds or songs, such as a modern country ballad about unrequited love. Like, bro, you're not a musician then. You're a producer. Yeah. You're telling a command prompt what to do, and it's 2000s Britney Spears all of a sudden, where the same music house is producing all of the hits at that time, and they're just recycling chord progressions and sound effects and then just putting different artists singing over the top of it. Like, you're just a producer. It takes, like...
You're not even producing beats or anything. You're literally just telling, this is what I want. You're the idea guy.
Yeah. And this is every executive's dream.
Yeah.
Every person who's ever been in a boardroom that's like, this is what we're going to do. And then you like rely on the nerds to get it done. Now you can cut the nerds out and have a garbage product still. The thing for me is that like, I understand that in order for somebody to become a successful musician or even a competent musician, let's say, there's like some privilege in that, because even as a kid, like, you know, I had to play the trumpet or whatever. And like in 1990s money, $200 is a lot of money to like, and then take, you know, I like played at school, and then my parents got me lessons that I hated. And it was like, it's all of it sucked so bad. And like, you have to do that for years to become a competent, proficient musician.
You have your trumpet.
Now, some people are, what's that?
You have your trumpet there?
No, it's in the other room. But I got rid of it. But then my friend's dad died, and he was like, hey, you played the trumpet. You want my dad's trumpet? I was like, absolutely, I want that, because I just say yes to all crap that I don't need in my house.
Oh, yeah.
I tried playing some time ago, and I still remember what to do. I don't have the what's called embouchure, which is the mouth. The mouth part, yeah.
Come on, you're pretty good at the mouth part.
Yeah, well,
you paid for it every day.
I was a better trumpet player than I was guitar player ever, and I played guitar for a long time.
Next week, this week in trumpet.
But yeah, anyway, you're not a musician when you do that. You're making garbage, and I worry, although the human spirit is usually good enough to, like, it won't be squashed by mediocrity that badly. Arguably at an individual level. But I'm hoping that as a result of I'm hoping that people will continue to thrive making music, and we won't just get AI cranked out garbage. But I mean, also, like, how long until they take the hundreds of hours of me talking about nothing on this podcast, and they can type in liners and tell it what to say and make dumb jokes about dinosaurs and put me on the air without ever having to do anything?
I mean, they already can. Like, I don't know if, you know, large company would ever sell your voice like that, but they have people all the time. Like, this is one of the things I teach you, for anybody who doesn't know, but at this point I teach in broadcasting school. I teach people about radio, voiceovers, voice acting, all that fun stuff,
just like I've been to Japan.
Exactly. And so one of the things I try and tell people to avoid is you've got all these people who are just like, yeah, I can make a quick buck by selling my voice to these automated things. It's like, yeah, you make a quick $100 and then you don't have your own license to your own voice for the rest of your life. They can do whatever they want. If you do a liner, they can get somebody else to do it for free. Just punch it into a computer.
Yeah. I saw a clip from comedian Pete Holmes the other day, whom I love. Mm-hmm. I think he's so funny.
Oh, yeah. I know which one.
But he did 45 straight seconds of being like, I want to buy a dildo. I'm going to buy the biggest, shiniest, jelliest dildo. Dildo, 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 dildo. And he says it like 150 times. And he's like, have fun opening your Instagram. The whole time he's telling everyone to shut up. Shut up. I'm talking. And then he's like doing that. I mean, amazing how people are going to use that for stuff like that for evil. But then also, we have so many hours of Pete Holmes just saying dildo now that we could use it for evil. So
it's going to be on on our web feed next week.
Also, like, from about 2014 to 2020 until the pandemic, like, the internet was super, like, it still is, don't get me wrong, but, like, you couldn't just get away with posting somebody else's clips.
Yeah.
You couldn't just, like, as a company, I wasn't allowed to share copyrighted material.
Yeah.
Like, I could, like, retweet it, but I couldn't, like, make a reel and add music to it. Or I couldn't, if we made a promo for the big concert we were doing, I couldn't put it online because we didn't have the licensing for an online license for it.
I was going to say, I remember stuff that, like, I did or whatever with GIFs, and you guys were like, can't do it. Just can't do it.
Yeah. And it was, like, super regulated and like, good. Because people make livings off of creating that stuff, and I'd rather have everyone employed making nonsense than I would... Don't get me wrong. I love dumb memes and stuff like that. But, like, if Instagram's going to monetize somebody for stealing material and sharing it, then and then an AI might catch it if somebody reports it, maybe... then, like, we've got a real problem where you're, like, taking out the human livelihood part of it, where and you know, someone could write a computer program to comb the internet for the most popular things and then to scrape the internet, take them off, and put it back on their own page and, like, make passive income. What am I doing on this podcast? I should be doing this.
You're literally, like, giving away the secrets of, like, YouTube right now.
Yeah, and it's, like, the idea that there's no... that they'd rather have people on there doing that and maybe catch them rather than having any kind of, like, what do you call that?
Like creativity or like,
or just like, regulation. What do you call it? When you're like responsibility, like when you like an integrity,
yeah.
Like they'd rather have more people using it and no integrity than the opposite. So
yeah, there are companies out there right now that, this was something that was brought up to me in class too, because when they start talking about, YouTube podcasts or live streaming or anything like that. And how do you make money on views and rewatches and all this fun stuff, that it was brought up to me about how there are companies out there that will start you pages for nothing, for next to nothing, with no content, and just have AI voice over ridiculous, just clip animation of nothing that runs for about an hour. And you'll end up making like a passive $200 a week just starting out with that.
Could you forward that to me,
I will,
please?
I will.
I'm in desperate need of about $200 a week. So
you got it, buddy.
That'd be real nice. Okay, let's do Guinness time, I guess. We got to wrap this thing up.
Already?
Shout outs to my buddy Drew.
What's up, dummy?
He's a programmer for the country arm of our company, and I'm upset because when I opened my phone to go to Guinness for Guinness time, there was a reel on there from him, and like, he doesn't post a lot, but when he does, I always love it. It's the best. And so Drew Blando, his name when he started on the radio as a country radio host, his name was Bo Hunter. And I was like,
wow,
that is incredible.
That's awesome.
He's like, he always makes fun of me. He's like, what, are you guys going to play some more Nickelback? And I was like, Drew, we haven't played Nickelback in 20 years, dude. Like, I don't know that your reference is. I'm like, I know that Florida Georgia Line has sucked in the last few years. Like, that's not. Yeah, look at that. To the house.
Damn.
Gravy's gone to the house twice now.
Gravy opened his throat.
Two new golf pick sixes there. All right. Well, I have one today that would make Brandon real mad because it makes me real mad, and I think that it's the type of thing that makes. This is Guinness time, where everyone tries to guess Price's Right style to the Guinness World Record to see who's the closest. It's a lot more fun when we have everyone here, but Brandon was too busy being awesome doing something else with his mustache, probably just rubbing it and looking in the mirror. Oof. And being like, yeah, cum gutters. But but here we are. We've got some
we mustache cheersed?
What? Isn't that called kissing?
I mean, no.
Okay. Although, also, by the way, last week I started saying that thing about the the body, Brandon's body. I started by beeping it, then I was like, oh, I can't catch every one of them. So I was like, whatever. So by the beginning of it was like beep, and then by the end it was like, come gutters. My goal for
should I post that picture?
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. That's good sex appeal, right? Let me think about it.
They put the logo over his face, and then we'll pretend it's not him.
Yeah, definitely not our littlest boy.
Definitely.
And then put arrows pointing towards gutters. Just say gutters. You don't have to say the other part, so I don't get in trouble. Yeah.
It's Brandon Beekman.
I mean, it's like, I wish I was able to commit myself to literally anything like of self-improvement that wasn't like internal, if it wasn't inward. But I can't, so I can't get gutters.
I mean, you can. Let's just get an operation. Let's go to Colombia.
Do they make an Ozempic for that? Because that'd be cool.
Sean says yes. Anyway.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, well, let's get some Guinness time in here. I'm just going to start with a random one here. Oh, I see one with a go-kart. That's pretty fun.
Ooh.
Tallest domino structure. It's the tallest domino structure. I'll accept meters to the thousandth, whatever that means. What is a meter to the thousandth? A millimeter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or feet and inches to the hundredth of an inch.
Oh my God. Tallest domino structure, as in like a domino, like they're stacked on top of each other?
Yeah, we're not talking about a place that sells pizza.
Yeah, no.
We were talking about they have made a, let's call it a leaning tower of Pisa out of dominoes. And yeah, they put it. They've erected.
Okay.
A tower.
Are they just stacked on top of each other, or is it like actual like?
Like a house of cards.
Little houses. Okay.
Yeah, like they're boop 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 yeah. boop
Got
boop
it.
Boop,
and then
boop, boop 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 like that.
Like just make a giant picnic table and stack them up top there, and then call that whatever.
It's like, you know, the thing that they put in the middle of a pizza box.
I thought that was like Pizza Hut.
Well,
is it largest domino hut?
Largest plastic rectangle structure
in millifeet.
Ooh, it's like puzzle cube instead of saying
millifeet. Oh,
I'll go. With,
I'm going to text Brandon.
14 feet 4 inches.
Gravy says 14 feet 4 inches for the tallest domino structure. 14 feet 4 inches even.
Throw another random.
I'm going to go with 6 feet 6 inches, 240 pounds.
Why did you guess me?
I just want a sexy domino palace.
Almost exactly.
It's a Greg-sized tower.
I check in on you.
That's almost exactly my dimensions.
Do you want me to give inches too?
You're like off by like a half inch and about...
Not with that hairdo.
4 pounds.
He is a stack of 2-inch hard bricks. That's all he is.
Well,
hell yeah.
Just wait till my ex-girlfriend remembers that.
Ayo.
Tallest domino structure by Team Hevesh 5, an American team, of 10.128 meters or 33 feet, 2.74 inches. So, by, no.
No, you win.
I said
you said 6 feet. You said
I said 14. That's right. Yeah,
you said 14. That was like 33 feet.
I'm surprised that you guys are both off the mark so much. That's
I mean, that's just insane. I can't even think about doing it like 14 inches. That's too big for me.
Yeah, what does that weigh?
Yeah, how many dominoes was that? Does it say how many they used?
No.
Okay.
Moving on. Oh, that's crazy.
You can't really see because it won't focus or whatever, but
it looks like a big Lego tower, just straight up.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It does. So it looks. It looks like they laid them on their side kind of flat and just stacked them up like that.
They went like this way instead of this way, I guess.
That's what I'm saying. It kind of makes it easier to balance.
This one is so stupid.
Oh, great.
Perfect.
Perfect. Perfect for us.
I don't know. Longest multi-level go-kart track indoors is in it's in RPM Raceway, Long Island, New York. Longest multi-level go-kart track. You can give me meters or feet.
Multi-level ghost cart? Wow.
Go-kart.
Wow, so does that mean they race over top of each other?
Apparently.
There's probably a little bridge in there.
Do they intersect like a Suzuka? Like they go kind of like...
That's a great way to reference it. I'm guessing that's how it is. I haven't gotten to the point where there's any crossover, so it has to be something like that where you don't notice that you're doing it.
I just want a figure eight track like the Demolition Derbies.
Kids are dying and stuff. That's awesome.
That's exactly the way it should be.
Longest multi-level go-kart track indoors.
Sean, you won last one. Go first.
Oh, God. In feet?
Or meters, whatever you'd prefer. You can give it...
Was it,
I can like
1 mile is 5,280 feet. I will say it's probably 4,400 feet.
4,400 feet. See, just checking the answer real quick to see what it is.
Doing some stoichiometry, I was trying to get it correct. Okay. 8,448 feet.
Longest multi-level go-kart track indoors, 1,071.6 meters.
Oh.
or 3,515.7 feet. Wow. We have two failures on that one.
Wow. What a big loser you are, Sean.
All right. Well, this could be for the whole enchilada, or in this case, burrito. This is the one that makes me so mad because
short
I don't know.
Track. Sorry.
I don't know how you get consistency with this.
Pumpkins.
But fastest time to eat a burrito.
Ugh.
Let me tell you, if you were watching this, you'd be like, I let her eat my burrito.
How do they measure, like, standard burrito? Is this like a microwavable?
This is my problem.
Like a Rosarita? Yeah.
How much weight
like
are we, girth?
Baby size, you know.
Can we open our throat like Sean?
So
just
it's a
take
full...
it deep.
All right. It's a full Mexican food from Sombrero's burrito, okay? It's like a proper full-size burrito tortilla burrito. It's not a Tacos Chuki's baby burrito. Mm-hmm. It is, you know, the real deal.
Some
fastest time
girth,
to eat a burrito.
To that.
Flour or
flour?
Corn? Okay. 30 seconds. Let me see if I 30 can... seconds. I'm going to say 30 seconds.
What if I got it fried like a chimichanga?
God damn it. That's the answer to all of the problems,
yeah.
For sure.
For sure.
Don't worry, gentlemen. She's married.
Is it wet?
Her pants are on. I can't tell.
He's 6'6 and 240, ladies.
If it was wet.
It is now.
I'm going to go 48 seconds.
Fastest time to eat a burrito.
Dry.
An American. Dry. I wish it was.
I want that. Fastest to eat a burrito. Dry.
31.47 seconds by Mika Sudo.
Wow.
Miki Sudo. But I mean, she is.
Send that one to the chat.
She is going to town. on the burrito. All right. Well, with a big win, 2-0.
Boo.
Congratulations. For the fifth week in a row, Sean Gravy Gervin.
I feel like Magnus. This isn't fun anymore.
He lost today to Gukesh, man. That was crazy.
I sent that one to you earlier. He's pissed.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, the one where he slammed the table? Yeah. Believe it or not, that content had already been served to me.
I'm sure it did, yeah. I did like how afterwards he still went up to the guy and was like, good job, man. He realized, like,
yeah,
I can't be a jerk here. Yeah.
Like, Gukesh is 19 also. Yeah. Like, he's like
a child. That dude looked stunned. So. He looked floored.
I'm pretty comfortable with my dying, aging body or whatever. It doesn't really bother me too much, but the weight thing is not great, and I don't feel like I look super good, but I'm not like a plastic surgery type person, you know? I'm not a lip filler type person or whatever. Thank you. But I am getting pretty gray in the beard all of a sudden as it gets longer, and I was like, what if I picked a color that isn't my color, and I did just come in with the wrong color?
I was literally just thinking as soon
Pitch
as you
black.
Said that.
Just
like tiger stripes.
Like, really go for it and just look absolutely absurd.
Rudy Giuliani, inky black.
Cheetah print.
No, I don't live in Florida, dude.
No, that's still too much so great.
That's still too much.
All right, that's the end of the show.
No.
Gravy, something or other. But say some stuff.
All right, man, we learned that Brandon is sending us messages about visiting Tonga and weaving baskets. That was totally him.
I need that butthole.
Absolutely. Siege learned that the most interesting thing going on around blimps right now is they still have pieces of them from 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Whoopity-doo.
That's efficiency.
And then Greg realized that Space Baby wants to kill hordes of Minecraft animals because he's listening to the edit of this podcast.
I mean, I'll just get him into... He's in speech therapy now, but maybe I'll just get him into proper therapy, too.
Get a head start on it, man. Yeah,
you know those 2 years where your dad was
Cindy Sweetie's boobs,
and you just had to be a present for that? Yeah, we're gonna work on that now.
We did so much great Minecraft.
All right, see you in hell.
I need that butthole.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.